The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Our guest today in the studio, Kelly Jo Asantoski, Community Promotions Director. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Debbie Brando. We're going to be talking about the chili cook-off and all the other things going on in Harbor Beach. I think even we here at the radio station have a little something to do with that. So glad to have you ladies in here today. And that is coming up this weekend. The weather kind of puts you in the mood for chili. It's been, you know, fall-like. Mm-hmm. Nothing like chili when it's a 90-degree day. But it's been kind of fall-like, and a good time is usually had by all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not supposed to be 90, which is good, but it is supposed to be a beautiful day Saturday, yeah. So we're looking forward to having everyone in town.
It's not supposed to rain.
So the chili cook-off, you've been doing this for a number of years.
Yes, this is the 21st annual Harvest
21?
Festival. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So it's been going on a while. Begins at 11 a.m. and runs till 3.
The chili part of it.
Yeah, the chili part of it. Yeah, the whole day, things are going on all day long, but the actual chili cook-off itself is 11 to 3.
And I understand you've got like a record number of chilies on tap this year. Well, they aren't on tap. They're in pot this year.
We do. We have 20 entries this year, so you get to sample 20 different chili recipes.
And they're all delicious. There is just a variety of them out there, and it's good. You get filled up by the time you're all done.
And I mentioned this to you, Kelly Jo, before the show started, that people get the idea of chili and they think of four-alarm chili or something where people really burn it up. But chili is best when you can taste the ingredients. So these aren't necessarily the hottest, and if you're not really into spicy foods, you can still enjoy this.
Oh, absolutely. There'll be all different varieties. A lot of our entries know that there's people that don't like the hot chilies, so they will have some milder ones. There'll be a very wide variety of what's out there. I mean, there'll be reds, chilies, white chilies.
People don't understand that chili is just a name for a certain way of making it, but it doesn't necessarily mean tomatoes and red. You can make it white with a white sauce.
Right.
And I know, you've had that in the past.
Right. I know one of them is putting their chili over rice.
Yes. Really?
So. And there's a lot of different toppings that's there that you can put on your chili once they give it to you. And it surprised me when I went out there, I think for the first time, and it was like, wow, this is good.
Well, I think we all make chili, and we make it in a big pot, and we serve it up, but these people are trying to be the top chili person, mm-hmm. so they pull out all the stops with the extra toppings and other things,
yes.
Cheese and sour cream or other types of things, chives or whatever they want to put on it.
Oh, yeah, they all want to be named the chili winner for 2017.
That's right.
And they'll get a trophy and some Harbor Beach bucks, and so it's an honor for, you know, our chamber members to be part of this, and they look forward to getting your vote.
Now, who participates in this? Is this just regular people? Is this organizations and businesses, or a mixture thereof?
A mixture thereof. We have mainly Chamber of Commerce members. There are some that are not. There's organizations like the FFA, the hospital, several churches are going to be involved, but then also the businesses downtown.
You'll know the hospitals is hot if they have the defibrillator there.
Well, our new doctor in town, Dr. Bradley, will be at the Harbor Beach one serving chili, so you'll get to meet him, and it'll be nice. So he'll be there if you have an issue.
We'll have a doctor on site.
Yes, doctor on hand.
The doctor will be chilling.
Yeah.
But the people then, are these mainly at their businesses or at one place? Does it give you an opportunity to go around town and see what the town has to offer?
Yes. They'll be throughout the town at different businesses. We do have a couple that will be at the library since they do not have a downtown storefront. There'll be a couple set up outside, one by the Visitor Center, a couple by Anchorage restaurant. Mm-hmm. I think the rest of them are all in at businesses themselves. So.
And I assume when you pick up a ballot, you get a map.
You do.
So you know where to go.
You will. It will have a list of all the entries, all 20 of them. on the front, and then the back has a map numbering the entries of where they're at.
And do you, it seems to me, you know, that, you know, by the end of the, by the number 19 and 20, you might be burnt out, you know. You know, you may have already picked your winner, so is there, do you find people don't burn out and they just keep trying and trying? Because I would be marking, this is great, and then I'd have to go to the next one. Well, this is great, too. And I'd have to go to the next one and say, even better. And
there is a place on the ballot that you can make notes next to each one to kind of remind you of what it was that you liked about it or didn't like about it. I think most people do all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems once they get into it, they want to just keep going.
You more or less want to bring a bottle of water with you because you're gonna get thirsty. I mean, you know, you're going to want to...
And you obviously don't get a full bowl of it because, frankly, by number five, you'd be full. For me, maybe other people would be even less.
You get a little cup to sample, you know, so...
Yeah.
It's... They're
but you'll definitely be full by the end.
Yes.
You go. And since everybody's eating the same thing, you don't have to worry about your breath.
There you go. And once they get their ballots all, you know, get sample every one of them, they bring their ballots back to the visitor center to turn in, and then they win.
They tally them up, see who had the best.
Yeah, you just
and they
circle.
Get the bragging rights for a year or so until you do this again, and then they have to figure out, do I use the same recipe or do I have to take it up another notch?
Yeah, most of them use a different recipe every year, I think. I think a lot of them are kind of a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah, but then you get your ballots back, and, you know, we tally up the winners of, you know, the businesses, and then the person out voting has a chance to... win a chili basket.
Yes, all the ballots that are returned will be put in a big basket, and we'll pull one winner for the. It's a really nice chili basket. It's a chili pot with ingredients for chili and spoons and whatever. I mean, it's different every year, but it's a great basket that you get.
I think it's valued anywhere from $75 to $100 gift basket. It's a nice basket.
And it's $3 to get a ballot.
$3.
And you can't eat that much chili for $3 in any restaurant.
No. $3 and you can have a lot of fun, enjoy family and the beautiful day that it's going
Visit
to be.
Visit with people you haven't seen or meet new ones.
And that's part of the ambiance when you're eating it is you get to meet the cook. And they get to tell you how much love they put into this and how it's a secret family recipe we've had for years. Well,
they don't all give their secret out, though. Not everyone.
But you get a more than just the tasting. There's a social aspect.
Oh,
to the
absolutely!
Whole thing.
Yes, there'll be people all along the streets and standing, eating their chili and talking and visiting. I mean, it's a very fun, entertaining day.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a great way to go out there and see the community and enjoy the chili and maybe end up with a nice prize at the end.
Yeah, you could.
And this is something that's part of the Harvest Festival.
Yes. Yeah, the whole day is our Harvest Festival. Another portion of the day is a pie and dessert contest.
Oh, it's just full of food here.
It is. We like our food in Harbor Beach.
We do.
If you guys keep eating this way, the county's going to tilt that way from the excess weight we're putting on.
Well, we stay active, so, you know, we're...
You get your exercise walking around town.
There you go. You work it off.
Yeah. So, I mean... We're open to entries until 10:30 on Saturday morning. Anyone that wants to make a dessert or pie and drop it off at
and
the visitor center.
That's a little different this year. It was just pies in the past.
Yes.
But now if you have just a dessert, a coffee cake, a pie, or a cake type of dessert or other things that your family just, we have to have this every special event, you can bring it along and maybe be a winner too.
Yes. I know there's... All different kinds of pies, desserts. I mean, it's endless what you could bring.
We've had some really great-looking desserts come in. I mean, people get creative with decorating, and it's like, it looks too good to even eat, you know?
And then there's your basic pies or desserts that maybe don't look the greatest, but they taste awesome.
Oh, they taste great. Yes.
Well, a lot of times the chefs or whatever, they know that the eye and the nose are great parts of your palate.
Absolutely.
And if you present it in a way, people will like it more than if you just flop it on mm-hmm. a plate.
And then once the judges have sampled and tallied their vote for the three top winners, then the pieces, we slice them and pieces are sold off. And if you want to buy some, they are $3 each or 2 for $5. And a lot of people will come and it's like, oh, we want these right now, you know, and we'll set them aside so they can go out and sample their chili. So it's like, they right. go fast. They right. go real fast.
So people will buy them. We'll just set them aside. They go yep. sample chilies and then come back and get their dessert.
Yes.
And are the judges a secret? I mean,
yes,
so they
are.
Aren't, so they aren't bribable?
That's right.
No, they're not.
You will be eating pie like this all year long if you choose me.
Debbie doesn't even know who the judges
no,
are.
No, I don't have that part this year. So usually I get judges, but this year I've been busy with other stuff. So, yeah, it was up to Kelly.
So you are the one we must question.
Yeah. My lips are sealed.
At least until the chili and the pie
chili.
Comes out.
Yeah, so like I said, you can drop off, you know, your desserts at the visitor center by 10:30 Saturday mm-hmm. morning. That's all it takes. You just drop it off
and
put your name
put
on
your
a
name
form.
On the and put your name on the pie plate or whatever, so you get it back.
Right.
On the bottom.
Just
right.
put it on the bottom after
yeah.
it's cooked. Don't try and cook
yeah,
it with your name on it. But
yeah,
you know.
Once we serve all the pieces out of your dish or whatever, we do wash everything
yeah.
up and it'll be ready for you to pick
yep,
back up.
It's all ready.
But a lot of times the presentation also has to do with the fancy plate or the dish
oh,
that
sure.
you've had in the family that grandma had 3 generations ago, and so you're like, oh, there you go. And, or you only know how to cook it in that that particular piece
I know
of...
I know it turns out well in this.
Yeah,
that's
it turns
what I'm
yeah.
using.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And so that, unlike the chilies, where you know there's going to be 20 participating, you don't know how many pies there are going to be and how many other desserts. This is a kind of an open-ended thing, and when you're doing desserts for the first time, you're kind of like, wonder how many. But then by next year, you'll know if it's really boomed in almost 2 events.
Right, exactly. And if there are a lot of entries, the judges may decide to split it into pies and dessert separately. You know, that'll be kind of a judgment call, you know, when we see how many we've come in.
But you don't have to be just from the Harbor Beach area. You can be from wherever. Just, you know, come enjoy the day with us. You want to bring that dessert or pie, feel free to do it because we welcome everyone to our area.
And if it requires refrigeration, keep it cool before you bring it, because it'll get eaten
yes.
fast, but
right.
make sure that, you know, it's not, you know, you didn't spend 5 hours in the car before it gets there, and it's, you worry some,
yeah.
you know, I mean.
Yeah, as long as it's kept cool until it gets there, it'll be fine
yes.
then, because things do happen fast.
It won't last long.
No.
And then also, we have plenty of vendors that will be there that day, you know,
yeah,
set up around town. And
yeah, we have the Murphy Museum Craft Expo going on as well at the same time, and that mm-hmm. runs from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., so that's an all-day event. There'll be different kinds of crafters, your farmer's market type people, vegetables, fruits. It's a great time of year to get all your fruits and vegetables.
This is the best time for fruits and vegetables. Everything's coming in the fall.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the harvest festival.
Yes.
Oh, is that where it came from? Oh, I just made the connection.
And we have some new ones joining us this year, and ones that's been coming, you know, that's been returning. So we get a nice number of people that show up for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And all kinds of things that mm-hmm. will be there. Never too early to start Christmas shopping.
True.
I don't even want to think about Christmas yet. However,
time
is requiring me to do that.
But right now you can get some great deals out there, you know, and it's...
You could get birthday gifts.
Yeah, that's right. Can't forget.
The joke is I've got one coming up. You know, that's the deal. Oh, well. But they're going to be all around by the Murphy Museum. You can stop, shop, haggle, because they love to haggle.
And they'll be set up down the street, around the store,
yeah,
fronts.
They'll be
all over.
There'll be some downtown,
mm-hmm.
but for the most part, on the Murphy Museum lawn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if it's a nice day, then you don't have to worry about being on the lawn.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that fair is from 10 until 4, so that kind of is the anchor for the whole day. Is the
yes.
Murphy Museum going to be open itself? for people to view if they're in town or don't know?
I'm not sure if it's supposed to be being open. There was a question whether the person that gives the tours is able to make it this Saturday or not. But plans were to have it open, but maybe not.
But there will be lighthouse tours also that day, weather permitting. Depends, you know.
If it's too choppy, you can't take the boat out there because it is on the breakwall, and you do have to get to it. And it's even if you can get the boat out there, you've got to be calm enough where you're able to get off the boat safely and such. You don't want to be rocking the boat.
Right. But you can go online to harborbeachlighthouse.org. And you can purchase your tickets online and schedule your time that you want to go out.
And it's a good thing to get it in advance because these things go fast. There's only a limited number of people they can take out per trip.
Correct.
And when you have a big event in town, this is when things book up quickly.
Absolutely.
So you might want to get online to do that right away.
And it will be coming to an end pretty soon. So, you want to get into this year yet, you definitely want to get online and get your tickets and get your time booked.
You can check out the new fog house they've got out there. They've been building over the summer.
Yeah, we have the new fog house, and of course, you know, we have the Fresno lens if you haven't seen that yet.
It's the replica.
The replica, yes.
The original's in the Grice Museum, as
I
understand
it. It is in the Grice Museum, yes.
So you can see the original, and you can see the one that's replica. Made out of plexiglass and metal, because the actual one is crystal.
Correct.
And that's heavy, and that is expensive.
it's
also irreplaceable, and that's why it's in the Grice Museum.
And there's so much to see out there, so much history. I know the first time that I went out, they had a storm come through that day, and we were out there, and you know, you can't leave when the storm is coming through, and it was like the most amazing thing ever to be out there and know the history and know what the light keepers out there went through during storms. And it was like, I mean, nothing major like probably what they went through, but it was like, it was great. It was like extra special that day.
And if people haven't been out there, they don't realize that inside they have it furnished, clothing out of what would have been period to the time of the lighthouse being used with a keeper. And so there's a lot to see even inside the lighthouse, not just to be out there and take some pictures with the family next to it. There's a lot of historical information inside.
Right. You get to tour every level of the lighthouse.
Yes.
Inside.
There's history on every level, and it is amazing. And then the top, you definitely want to have your camera, your phones where you can take pictures, whatever you want to take a picture with, because there's some beautiful picture taking on the top. And if you're looking for that special picture for a Christmas card, hey, they can do it for you.
If you want to go out there, just realize you have to be somewhat ambulatory. You cannot, the stairs inside the lighthouse are a little circular staircase and very tight and narrow, and you're going to, you know, you have to be able to manage steps. You have to manage steps to get up to the platform where the lighthouse is from the boat.
Right.
So keep that in mind. I mean, a lot of people would love to see the history but may not be able to negotiate it, so keep that in mind, because you hate to disappoint someone by getting them out there and then we can't get them in to see it.
Yes. And of course, when you come back in, don't miss the gift shop.
Yes,
little gift shop.
A lot of nice
I understand it's easy to miss if you blink.
It's a small little thing. It is very little, but it packs a lot of items.
There's a lot of nice gifts. I know I've been there shopping, but there's a lot of nice stuff.
People keep looking for the toll road.
And everyone is just so friendly. You are greeted and you are treated just wonderful from the time you get there to the time you get back. And it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where learning, you don't even know you're doing it. It's so enjoyable, and you know, and then you walk away from it. It's not like you're sitting in a classroom. Here is a picture of the lighthouse. No, this is history they bring alive, and they're very good at doing it.
Yeah, our docents are wonderful.
And we've had quite a few people that have worked out there throughout their years that have come back bringing their grandchildren. And when your grandchildren look at the pictures and like, Grandpa, that's you. You know, it's just, they they just see that history. They hear about it and what their grandpa went through. And yeah,
and that's what the Foghorn building is going to be able to do, is keep more memories out there. Because you're not putting a foghorn in there because the town would not allow it.
Yeah, that building will eventually be turned into a lot of displays and interactive displays. Mm-hmm. So there's some great plans for that building.
Because
I'm looking forward to it.
Find a lot of stuff that won't fit into the little lighthouse all at once. And you'd like people to come out there to see as much as they can.
Absolutely. So
yeah, we definitely have to give a lot of credit to the people that take care of it and the ones that work out there. It's just amazing.
And it's all volunteer
work.
Yes,
it's all volunteer.
Gets the things done.
And if somebody didn't step up and do this, they'd just keep falling further and further into disrepair until until whoever, if it's still the government, they don't ever say, I just have to take it down. It's too dangerous to leave out there. And history would be lost.
Yeah.
Right. So, and next year, they're planning on painting the lighthouse. So that's going to be a huge project. So they're starting to do some fundraising for that.
Yeah. It's a big project.
Gosh.
But it's going to look nice.
Are they using a brush?
Only if you're helping.
Oh, okay.
I can make arrangements, Craig, for that. I mean, you want to get out there?
There's an old joke that that was on radio a long time ago. A guy was, the DJ had called him up and said his car had been in an accident. It was like a Porsche. And they had the shop call him up, and because he just loved his car, and they go, okay, we're going to have to do some paintwork on it. You want us to use a brush or a roller? So that's where that came from. It's just an old joke, and the guy went, no, just leave it. I'll have somebody else get it.
Well, then another big event that day is the car giveaway that WLEW will be doing. So, I mean, we
and
300.
We where now? Where were
at
people?
Frank Museum. Frank
By
Murphy
the museum,
museum
right there,
right
right
on the
where
lawn.
All the activities
where all
going
the
on.
Action is, yes.
And people who got the car keys all through the summer, either at a festival or by calling in when we had call in to get a key, they're going to be out there and they'll get a key and a chance to turn it over. And if it fires up, then you got yourself a car. And last year, it went quite down to the end. I mean, it we were like, put the right key in there.
Well, our Tina Hine here from the radio station, she will be sitting in the car. She will be trying each key for each person coming up. And it's just, you know, that is it going to turn? Is it going to start the car? You know, nobody knows until that key turns.
I have a key. I get to come to Harbor Beach.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun day.
And if we go through all the people that show up, because we give 300 away, but not all ever really show up, so you might have 250 or something. If we go through 250 and don't, then we have second chance picks.
Yes, I'll be going down the line re-registering the ones that hold a certificate for a second chance draw.
Just in case
everybody goes through. And say there's 10 keys left. Well, there that key's in there, so we will then start drawing a name. They get so many seconds to come up, pick another key, and try it.
If there's 10 keys left, there's at least 10 employees in the building.
Sorry, Craig, don't work that way.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, so it's going to be a fun day, and the ones that do hold certificates for a chance to draw, there's no, you just get in line, and you just start when we get started at 1 o'clock sharp. Then you'll go through, you'll get checked off on the list, you'll go up and get to draw a key, and then see if it starts. But you do not want to leave, you want to stick around, because like Craig says, if everyone doesn't show up, we are going to go to a second draw.
And if you can't make it, we get these calls through the year, you know, we got a key but I can't make it. You can give it to a family member or someone you trust, just give them a letter signed by you that you are doing it for.
They need their
because we need to make sure that whoever gets a key is the proper one getting it, and if they're doing it for you because you can't be there. I know one guy called and said he had to work and his wife was going to do it. I said just give her a letter saying you're authorizing her to do the drawing or the key
and
thing
she
for
needs
you.
Her license
and
yeah.
So that it doesn't mean that if you can't make it, you can't send a surrogate.
Yep. You can send as long as they have that letter from you stating that you're the person drawing, a proof of their ID so we know it is that person. And then they can either take it for you or you can say in the letter that you would just like us to bring it back to the station and you can pick it up on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. We've had that done too.
I mean, so that's not an excuse if you can't be there. You can find someone who can be because you're working or... you got to babysit or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Be a fun day.
there's lots going on, and it will be fun. And I'm really looking forward to the great weather that they're calling for.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've had some. Last year was not a real nice
We've
weather
set up
day.
The tent every year, and it's rain. And it's so, like, bring extra clothes to change. So then...
This weekend does not end stuff in Huron County.
No. Even after Labor Day, there's still events going
absolutely.
On. Harbor Beach is going to have their Christmas parade. I mean, it's year-round in Harbor Beach that you have things going on.
Oh, we try to. We have to entertain everyone.
We're not giving up on the good weather.
But anyways, September 23rd and 24th is the Huron County Museum weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it will be open.
Yes.
Yes.
And then all the museums around Huron County are open that weekend, those 2 days. However, the lighthouse will only be on Saturday morning, as its normal schedule, weather permitting.
But it gives you a chance to check out the history of
lots
area.
Of history.
Not just Harbor Beach, but the rest of the county who has museums as well.
They're
all going to be out there, and you might be surprised how much history gets saved. Because, you know, we see a lot of stuff get lost and stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that gets saved, too.
There is a lot of very interesting history about Huron County and its development and where it started and where it's gone to. I mean, a lot of times I don't think our local people realize the history that we have here and to go out and actually learn about it and appreciate what we have. So it's a great weekend to go out and check out all the museums in Huron County. And then, of course, we go into our Halloween weekends in Harbor Beach.
Ah,
exciting.
Spooky.
So.
But that's at the park.
That is at North Park Campground.
And the kids get to do a little trick-or-treating in the campground, even though it isn't officially Halloween yet on the weekends.
Right.
But they can go around and get some goodies and try to spook their neighbors.
There are activities planned almost all day long on Saturday of both weekends. The first one is September 29th through the 1st. So most of the activities will be on Saturday the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of normal that you'd make most of the activities on Saturday, because if people are coming up for the weekend, you don't want them to have to get there as everything's happening on Friday night.
Right. And I know they have some new games and stuff planned for the kids. Of course, there'll be costume contest and pumpkins, site decorating. And then new for this year, we are actually going to have a spooky trail.
Really exciting.
So Saturday evening from 8 to 9 p.m., part of the Bacchus Trail is going to be turned into our spooky trail. So anyone wanting to go and have some fun can travel that part of the trail. There'll be more information at the campground when you get there. But we're looking forward to this.
It's something new, and we're already racking our brains for something even better for that for next year. So it's going to be exciting. And
Hopefully the parents don't bring the Children of the Corn with them.
So. it's just fun for the whole family.
This year we're setting it that it's for the family. It's for, you know, it'll be for all age groups. So
you don't want to frighten the kids too badly. I mean, you want them to have a fun fright, not something they need therapy for.
Exactly. So.
It could be a new one for next year for adults.
Maybe.
Well, I know you guys have been talking about that, but you want to see, like most things, the first year you want to see what kind of a response you get before you start
developing something more.
We got to make sure that this is working first before we start expanding.
Right.
But so, you're going to have a base right there at the campground to begin with.
Absolutely.
But it's not just for the kids in the campground, kids in town or whatever, they could come and enjoy this?
Everyone. Right. Yeah, it's open to everyone.
The whole day is open to everyone. Of course, those at the campground are going to participate. But if you're looking for something to do with your kids or grandkids, bring them over.
And it's a nice trail. If you haven't been through it, you definitely want to go through it. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And you get to go over the new bridge, too.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. New covered
Again,
bridge.
Some very nice picture taking.
And what times do they start? Is it still going to be light out when they first start and maybe get darker as you go on, or are you going to wait until
gonna
like
8
o'clock?
It's going to start about 8 o'clock. We're hoping that it's at least dusky by then, which it should be.
Because it's hard to be spooky when it's broad daylight.
Yeah. So 8 to 9 is when we'll be running that on September 30th and October 7th. Mm-hmm. So we'll run it both weekends that are our Halloween camping weekends at the park.
And it'll be clearly marked, the trail, keep going this way,
yes.
going this way, so later in the evening, the police aren't looking for three kids who wandered off the path somewhere.
And I'm sure they could still wander, but we're hoping they stay on the trail and make it back
out. But eventually, if they stay on a trail, they'll come out somewhere.
Exactly. Yes.
So. That's the only spooky thing for the parents. But this is a thing that parents go with the kids?
They can, oh, yes.
I mean, if they're really young, you probably would want to.
Absolutely.
But as they get a little older and they're a little more independent and I don't need mommy and daddy with me when I'm going out and getting scared. So you can do it either way. It's whatever your family feels is necessary with the age appropriation of your children.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. So okay. It should be a good time.
Yes.
Well, great.
I look forward to it.
The trail is actually the Brian Backus Trail?
Yes.
Part of it, anyway.
Right.
Because
yeah,
it's really a long trail if you were going to send little kids through there. Yeah. You use the shorter version. There's kind of a cut in the middle that takes a lot of it off.
Yeah, the full trail is about 2 miles, so this is going to be cut shorter than that.
Okay.
We don't want anyone to get too tired.
Does that make it difficult to do this kind of stuff back there? I mean, there's really not a lot of electricity and stuff, you know, for spooky ambiance and stuff, and if it's dark, it's just dark.
It's just dark.
So you're gonna have, like, maybe pumpkins out there lit, you know, along the trails, a little bit of a light weight that people can go through?
I guess you'll have to come and see.
Well, I'm not five.
You might want to bring a flashlight.
Oh, we can hold your hand if necessary, you know, take you through.
Well, you're going to be going, I want that back, Greg. But that's what's coming up in Harbor Beach. But this weekend is the Harvest Festival, chili, pies and baked goods, and our
car
giveaway.
Yes.
Along with the vendors all out there showing what they have to offer.
Yep.
And the lighthouse tours are still going on as they go on into the fall a little bit. But they're about to end, so if you haven't gone out and you want to do it this year, don't dawdle.
That's right. Yes, Kelly, Joe, and I, we welcome everyone to come out to Harbor Beach this weekend. Have fun with us. Bring the family. Enjoy some quality fall fun. It's what it's all about.
And the small city atmosphere.
That's right.
You're not in a big city. You're in Harbor Beach. It's a nice, quiet little town on the lake. And everybody knows everybody, and it really makes a difference that way.
Oh, we have families that look forward to this. They tell us at our salsa tasting that, you know, we will be here for this. This is what we look forward to, and we welcome back all of them all the time. It's great to see them.
Well, the one thing I've learned in this county, if you have food, people will come.
True.
And the other thing I've learned here is that the people up here really know how to cook.
True.
Well, that they do.
So it's a win-win in that department.
And we like to show it off, you know.
Win-win in that department as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Well, thanks for being with us, ladies. I hope you get a good turnout again. It's this weekend. Be there or be hungry. It's the Harvest Festival, Chili Cook-Off, Pie and Dessert Contest, our car giveaway, the Murphy Museum Craft Expo, and the Lighthouse Tours all going on in Harbor Beach. There's something to do throughout the morning and afternoon, and there's plenty to see, plenty to learn, and it's a fun learning.
Mm-hmm.
Not the old, you know, force down your throat type of thing. You enjoy it when you do it because you don't even realize you're doing it while it's happening.
That's right.
And plenty of good people around town just showing you a good time.
Absolutely. Thanks
yes.
for having us.
Thank you, Craig.
Our guests today on the program have been Kelly Jo Ossentoski, the Community Promotions Director, and Debbie Brandow from Harbor Beach, talking about the events coming up this weekend. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.